Welcome to Lack of Focus, an X-Wing Miniatures Game podcast brought to you by Dice 8 Productions. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another episode of Lack of Focus, episode 51, The Rando Strikes Back. I am your host, Ed Horn, and alongside me tonight, my partner in crime and gaming, one Mr. Chad Brown. Chad, how's it going, my friend?
Hey, everybody.
And, of course, our producer extraordinaire, one Mr. Chris Sheriff. Chris, how's it going, my friend?
Good, thanks, Ed.
So, for once, we're recording on a different day than our normal recording day, and it's not my fault. I just want to make a note on that. It is not my fault. So Sean is not able to join us on the night that we're recording. There is an outside possibility he might join us later for the X-Wing game that we'll be playing later. So that is, of course, our main topic for the night, is we're going to be doing another episode of Randos. We had so much fun doing it last time. We're going to go ahead and give it another shot. That having been said, and of course, the health crisis that we're all in has really slowed down the news. So there's not really a ton to talk about. But we will get into some stuff. So let's roll right into flight deck. What has everyone been doing lately? So Chris, I'll start with you. What have you been doing lately?
I played D&D for crates. I didn't GM for you guys because you were working.
So I did miss D&D this week, and the reason for it, of course, is the random upgrade that always seems to happen on Thursdays, our normal record night, happened on a Monday instead. We've been having some significant phone issues at work, to the point we're thinking about changing our provider for our phones. They have voided their contract multiple times, but we'll get into that. But long story short, so we had to have an all hands on deck phone issue repair, so that kind of killed my Monday night. So I did miss D&D. But you did get to play. What are you? Are you just guys doing homebrew?
We're running through the mines of Vandelva, is it? Whatever the intro box is. I can't even remember what the place is called. We started off with a free module, and then we moved into this one, and I think we're at level 2 now, grinding through some dungeon. We split the party. Session one, we all got thrown in jail, which wasn't the plan. We may have caused a ruckus in the town by arriving at 3 a.m. instead of, because we the players wanted to take, not me. I was all for just heading to town, but after the first encounter we had, they all wanted to take a long rest to get their hit points back and stuff. So, well, you're only like 3 hours away from town now. Like, okay, we'll take a 7-hour rest, then head into town. So we got there at like 3 a.m. Effectively broke into the inn.
Always good.
Some say insane wizard may have used thaumaturgy to tell everyone to go to bed really, really loud. Which angered the town, so the town all came out and got into a fight with our good priest who was guarding the wagon, and then the city guard turned up and threw us all in jail. So Chris had to pause and figure out how he was going to recover since we've ruined his plans. Then session two, we had some like one-on-one interrogations, it was good. Really enjoyable, actually, the session, because we split the party. We ended up breaking it off into two sessions, and the session where I was in was like really, really enjoyable, actually. Good fun. If you want to hear me doing a terrible Cornish accent, you'll have to check it out.
Where can we find that?
That is on the Carolina Crates podcast stream or on their YouTube channel. So I'll throw a link on, but yeah, my Cornish accent leaves a lot to be desired.
So Chad, how about you, my friend? What have you been up to lately?
I've been working and painting and watching movies. With this whole like thing going on and everything, I've been snagging up all kinds of movies from Walmart and been watching a ton of them in my spare time.
Getting like the dirt cheap DVDs kind of thing, or are you going for the Blu-rays?
Both. I've just about got all the superhero movies pretty much yet.
Like almost like a complete MCU library?
Yeah, I'm missing like 2 movies for MCU.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I've got Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, all that fun stuff. I picked up pretty much every DC movie there is. I got like the box sets where you can get like, oh, so here's all the Batman movies before Christian Bale, and then I have his movies, you know, so on from there. I picked up like a 5-pack of like Superman before Christopher Reeves, and then that one guy who, you know, did the one movie after Christopher Reeves died and everything.
Like, Brandon Routh. And then he had to do He went on to do, what's the DC equivalent of Ant-Man?
The Atom.
The Atom, that's what it is. He went on to do the Atom in the DCU on the Arrowverse. And he reprised his role of Superman, I heard, in some crossover.
Well, I don't know if it's the same Superman, but he did play Ace in the crossover.
Well, I don't know if... So, effectively, the Superman movies, in my opinion, go Superman 1, Superman 2, ignore 3, even though Richard Pryor's in it, and it is kind of funny. Ignore 4, because it's garbage, and then you pick up Superman Returns, because Brandon Roth's character is the is supposed to be the same character. It's picking up the same storyline, which is what... should have done with the rest of the stuff they did, although I'll admit the Christian Bale ones turned out to be pretty darn good. It has one of my top five favorite movies of all time. So
other than that, I did pick up some like classics, The Stand and It, The Shining.
Wait, did you get Tim Curry's The It?
Yes.
Oh,
believe it or not, all three of those movies, The Stand, The Shining, and It, were all in the $5.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to go dive through that. If you find that again, let me know.
Okay. Picked up... Oh, what's that?
Go ahead. I was going to take over the conversation for 5 seconds between how great Tim Curry was as Pennywise.
Oh, he was. Yes. Yes, definitely.
Well, because my kids have been fascinated with his last name? Skarsgård. What's his first name? The guy... Bill Skarsgård. The guy that did it in the quote-unquote the remake, new. The reimaginings of the two. And he did a fantastic job. He did. But, like, it still really bothers me that they couldn't have found room, just a little bit of room, a character in the background, one or two lines, to get Tim Curry into those two movies. It really bothers me that they didn't tip their hat.
Do you have any idea how bad he is physically?
I know. He could have been sitting behind a table, and it could have been one line. I know that. And I'm fully aware. It's the same issues that we had whenever, like, Billy Dee Williams was reprising his role of Lando Calrissian. It's just a tip of the hat. Even if he were just sitting at a table, just a hand, just a wave, something. I know that it's difficult. I get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a few years ago, they did, like, one of those live, you know, musical things that they do, like, every year. And they did Rocky Horror. And he was playing the criminologist in it, even though he played Dr. Frankenfurter in the original. But even as a criminologist,
I don't think he looked good in the outfit anymore.
Well, no. But but like he did. He basically sat there a large majority of the time, and he just looked like completely awful, even though he had such a minimal role in that. He's not doing well, from what I've seen. So, I kind of figured that might be why.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's a lot. And I genuinely, honestly do not know for a fact whether or not they did or did not offer him a sweet cameo in the film. Because you never know how he may have taken it, because that role is iconically his. And while I do feel that Bill Skarsgård did an adequate job filling those shoes, Bill Skarsgård had the addition of prosthetics and a bunch of CGI to help him out, where Tim Curry did not. And I think that's where I prefer the Tim Curry version better, because it's more psychological.
And
it had Harry Anderson, yeah. But I mean, as opposed to like the cheap jump scare kind of thing, it was more... people don't know how to write horror movies anymore. I'm just going to throw that out there anymore. It's jump scares, and if I can get a jump scare, then it's a scary movie. No, it's not. It's cheap. It's a roller coaster, cheap thrill. No, I want something that I'm gonna walk away from like horrified, like Tim Curry's version of there was my rant.
So
if you find that, I desperately want that.
Okay, I'll take a look next time. I'll be in there tomorrow. I'll take a look. I also picked up some other good comedies. I picked up Three Amigos. I picked up all three of the Naked Gun movies were in a box set.
You're getting some classic.
Collection. Yeah. The two disc collection for the Airplane movies. Yeah, I've been picking up like lots of different movies. I'm a Doctor Who fan, so I've actually got like three of the five recent Doctor whole collection.
Okay. I was gonna ask you which Doctor Who's. Are we talking pre relaunch, or are we talking like the old school Doctor Who?
You can find the relaunch ones a lot easier than you can the old school ones. So I did pick up a box set that was Eccleston and Tennant in one complete set, and then I tried to order the Smith set, but that's out of stock at the moment. And then I bought what his name is now, the one who came after Matt
Tennant.
For some reason, his name's escaping me.
And I'm not even, I recognize that this is heresy and I apologize for being a nerd. I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan, so I'm not going to be able to help you. I recognize that is like a black mark. Of, oh, wait, you're a nerd? Doctor Who fan? Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know why. Never grabbed me.
Okay, good. So I'm not, we can have that conversation a little bit later. I'm curious as to your reasons because I know what mine are, but
not something I ever. I remember watching a couple of different ones as a kid, but never really find it interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Even being from the UK, would have rather watched like Red Dwarf or something like that if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. Red Dwarf, I like.
Yeah.
No. There you go.
I love Red Dwarf. Cat was one of my favorite characters. But yeah, basically that's like what I've been up to. I've just been like and watching DVDs and trying to get my internet working, which is not so I'm using my phone. Yay.
Yeah, you guys missed the pregame show as we were trying to figure out why Chad's modem from Comcast sucks. I think it's
answers in the question.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, my landlord doesn't allow me to put a dish up anywhere on the so I'm stuck with Comcast.
Yeah.
Understood. Well, I've done a whole bunch of nothing recently. I skipped out on my buddies. I skipped out on my buddies to play D&D, which is, you know, my work took care of that. The only thing that I've been really doing...
It's getting old, man.
I know. So I think I talked last week how inevitably every couple of years, 40K spins around back into my head. So I've been playing some catch-up on the lore, specifically revolving around Primaris Marines and where they came from and getting more and more pissed off the more I read it. Because it just doesn't make any damn sense. And it's one of the things that drives me nuts. Of all the things, GW is extraordinarily protective of their IP. If they made some mistakes along the way, sure. But like something like this, like I don't know. So the more I keep studying on my updates onto the lore and how Primaris Marines became to be, it just doesn't make any damn sense to me. Like if you wanted regular Marines or true scale Marines, you should have just done that. You didn't have to come up with this whole cockamamie bullshit story with, oh yeah, Guliman, like he, right before he died, like he, or sort of pseudo died, because he had a little
went life into stasis. System.
Yeah. Before all that happened, he secretly gathered one guy who was going to create super duper Marines better and faster than the Emperor did. Legions of them and completely in secret where nobody knew. And you know, I'm just going to borrow the gene seed from all of these other chapters and not tell anybody because you know they're cool with that.
You do make some logical, some illogical leaps there, but I enjoy you being mad, so it's fine.
I make illogical leaps. I'd love to hear the counter to it because,
well,
call. Character doesn't make any sense.
So the vaults on Terra have got gene seed from all of the chapters. So Crawl took some of that. No one was happy with it, but luckily they didn't know, so it's fine.
And can you remind me the role of the apothecary in a Space Marine company?
Yeah.
What role does it
play? To attempt to recover a gene seed.
Why?
Because each Space Marine only gets two. So they have one, I think, in the throat and one in the abdomen or something. I can't remember exactly. But each Space Marine, actually, when they die, you can make two Space Marines from them.
Correct. And they're guarded. They are considered precious. That's the reason why apothecaries exist in the first
place. Yeah, but this is on Terra, not in the fortress monasteries. It's not like he knocked on the door of each chapter and went, yo, buddies, can I get some gene seed?
Yeah, no, you're right, because that would have actually been better because they had their permission to do so.
But,
as opposed to, hey, we made a whole legion's worth, All right. This is the same man that broke up all of the legions, the first founding legion, into chapters with the Codex Astartes because any one legion was too strong. He didn't want them to have the power to be able to do what Horus did in the Horus Heresy again, so he broke them all up so the power was more manageable. And then while convincing everybody to do that, and he did not get a unanimous vote, there were Primarchs that argued against that. In the background, he's still building more Marines like that all report to him.
So remember, when Guliman dies effectively, Crawl was nowhere near able to do anything, so there weren't legions of Space Marines being built. He was still researching. Then 10,000 years later, he has some Primaris Marines.
So it's like leaving the faucet on and leaving the house and come back a month later and your swimming pool's full, like, oh, look at that. That kind of scenario.
Because Guliman's last words to Crawl was, don't tell anyone, keep them secret until I say so. Then he never said so.
So he didn't say anything.
Nope. Right. Remember, this is the Adeptus Mechanicus we're talking about. It's binary. Leave, keep them secret until I say so.
So I'm fine with, I can almost swallow that. What I can't swallow is where Carl got the facilities, the research, the material to build just the Primaris Marine, not including the armor, equipment, weapons, munitions. Where the hell did all that
come from?
It's
a big old galaxy.
I can explain that, but really easily.
Do you know how many Psykers they just murder to fuel a Golden Throne every day?
1,000 a day.
1,000 a day. How long has the Golden Throne been operating for? 10,000 years?
10,000 years.
So what's 365 times 10,000 times 1,000?
All right, so let's go back to that secrecy thing, though. So Kroll is instructed to keep it secret. So when they start building Mark 10 armor that, you know, looks a little big on a standard of
stuff. Do you think the person running the assembly line on random ass Ford World Planet X, which only job is to produce this suit of armor, knows what a Space Marine looks like?
No.
Or do you think they got sent an STC and were like, okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Remember. So Kroll doesn't believe in STCs. It's heresy, which is why you had to keep it secret. But look, Ed, I'm on the same team as you, but your alternative is Abaddon fails in the 13th Black Crusade and the status quo is maintained, and it's also 1 minute to the 41st millennium. Sorry, the 42nd millennium, and we never advance the timeline. So you might not like all of it, but at least it's a fucking moving story now.
It is moving story, and I'll grant you that. I will grant you that it does move the story along. I guess the fundamental problem that I have with it is you take 10,000 years worth of history and you scrub it all away because you think of every single one of those battles.
Do you want to know the answer to all this?
All of that still happened.
It did still happen. Go ahead, Jed. Fill in your...
The answer to all this is, fuck you, they're GGW, they'll do whatever they want.
Yeah, and that is legitimately the answer. It's... We aren't selling Space Marines anymore because everyone's got 10,000 Bolter Marines and doesn't need another Rhino chassis.
Space Marines are still the biggest selling range out of everything they had before Primaris. They made Primaris because they think it's cool. And have you seen the sculpts?
They're awesome. I'm not disagreeing.
There you go, man.
I still can't get around the fluff of, okay, so we created Blood Angels Primaris Marines, but they don't suffer from the thirst. And I'm sure
Yet.
Those Dark Angels.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure those Dark Angels boys are going to be really happy to have new guys hanging around because, you know, they don't have any secrets they're holding.
But so to me, that's just opening up interesting doors. And it's fucking Abrams it. It's a nice mystery box, isn't it? Are they ever going to actually introduce a Primaris Marine into the Inner Circle? So are the Dark Angels going to maintain a higher ratio of standard Marines and operate? Are they going to send all of the Primaris Marines out into suicide missions and try and purge?
Well, as they aren't super battle tested yet.
What's the story for the Space Wolves is I'm paraphrasing because I've not actually read this one myself. But Gilman drops off like a company of Space Wolf Primaris, and the Space Wolves all go, "You're not fucking Space Wolves." Yeah. And we're like, "What?" Well, you've not spent a night naked out in Fenris, have you? So get your kit off, go and do your induction, and then you can be part of a rite.
I don't know. I guess there's, and again, this is the old crotchety lore. Like, in order for an Astartes to get into a town, they had to serve time as a, they had to have training before they got to a scout, serve time in a Devastator school. They had to serve all of that time before they could be frontline tactical. Frontline tactical Marines are like right up under the high levels of skills and talent. These are battle hardened.
I agree, but do you not think that was also backwards? So like the way the Space Wolves do it, and I hate Space Wolves, is is better in that the Space Wolf Wolf Claws. Wolf Claws are the crappy scouts of a different chapter. They're just power armored line troops. And then once they become veterans, okay, you can have a heavy weapon. Or okay, you can be my sneaky beaky scout. Or okay, you can have this awesome suit of Terminator armor. And like, there's a bit of fluff somewhere about where Gulliman, I think it's actually in the Dark Imperium novel, where Gulliman actually talks about, it was probably a little bit rushed doing the Codex Astartes, having seen how basically the chapters who went against it have functioned and evolved, how different things work in different situations. So that's why the Primaris are organized more.
He didn't know that until he got out of stasis.
Yeah, which is when the Primaris were organized. But they don't do anything. Yeah, but they didn't do anything.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't.
They didn't do anything. It Gulliman arrives. There's a lot of Astartes ready for him. So then he organizes them, and he goes back to organizing them more into the Legion format that worked for the expansion of the Great Crusade. Because he needs to, it worked once, and he needs to do another Great Crusade because the galaxy's fucked.
And then you have full chapters that are just Primaris Marines, period.
That is literally because, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell someone that they can't make a homebrew chapter of Primaris Marines?
No, you're right. You're right. That is the reason why it's there. I don't know. It just...
It's no different to if you played... when they actually did all of the second finding and third finding stuff, and it's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's like, well, oh, my chapter's actually descended from a thousand suns. Oh, but they're a traitor chapter. Yeah, but we were loyal. Oh, my chapter's descended from one of the... my chapter's descended from the second legion. Or the ones that were purged. Yeah. it's literally the second legion's there, so you can literally do what you want.
Because they're a mystery.
Yeah.
They were purged. And they're pre-heresy, too. I don't know. I think we've gone... I've definitely delved down way too deep into the 40K talk. I do apologize for that, for those who are not 40K fans. My lasting thought on that one is, to me, it felt like, hey, we want to introduce True Scale Marines. Let's go ahead and do all these awesome sculpts. Yep, they look awesome. I mean, and don't get me wrong. You're right. They are beautiful. They are up to the standard of GW's model creating. And then it's like, oh, shit, we totally forgot a backstory. Let's throw something together and go.
I think it was all done together. I think GW were actually pretty good with their IP and how they design stuff now. The thing I never really liked about them is you've got the full squads of like the plasma. I don't even know what all the different promo squads are called. It's like, okay, this is a 10-man plasma gun squad. All right, so what's the fucking point in even having a bolter squad then?
Right.
Just shake your fist and yell, "Stay off my lawn," and you know, get over it.
Yeah, but I don't care. The interesting story.
Well, I was talking to Ed.
Yeah. No, I know that. But like, the interesting story is the Horus Heresy. And then there's interesting parts, but the overall feel of the current, and like this is, I say current as in from like 94 when I started, the 41st/42nd millennia, is irrelevant because you're going to tell your own stories. That's the thing I always preferred Warhammer over something like War Machine, is I don't care about telling a specific, like playing as a special character. I'm telling the story of my own chapter, my own captain or whatever.
So. That goes into my quantitative belief that I genuinely do not feel that Primarch should have models. You can have models to paint, but they should never be on the battlefield, because what the hell would Roberto Guilliman show up? You got to figure a 2,000-point scale, the quote-unquote tournament level tournament scale.
No, I know. It's crap.
Like, why would he come out of the battlefield?
So why does Darth Vader fly around with three Academy ties and Hellrunner?
Oh, they're just window dressing.
Why is Palpatine in his shuttle taking the fight to the enemy?
Bigger battles, though.
They ambushed him.
You know, there's this thing, Chad, it's called hyperspace or light speed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the shuttle just goes to light speed, and then Star Destroyers turn up, and then it's all okay. You know what the space code doesn't do with Palpatine on board? Try and crash into stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me, Colonel Jendon, I think you need to go and park in front of those X-Wings so that they crash into us. Because then they won't be able to fire. Oh, yes, my lord. Okay. Fucking crazy old man.
That is true, I suppose. Yeah. All right. So we did manage to get it back. But yeah, so the more and more I keep reading it, again, it's probably just me being old. I will fully admit, but it just doesn't. That having been said, the model line looks really cool, and I really want to build a primary chapter.
There you go. See? They've got you. Done.
Oh, they got me. I was already debating asking you, the idea of painting white just absolutely horrifies me, so I might ask you to paint a Primaris Apothecary for me.
Just get the Apothecary White contrast paint.
If I ever saw you, I'd just tell you to give it to me, and I'd...
contrast paints are amazing, Ed. Just get contrast paint. You literally spray it white, then do the contrast white over the top of it, call it done.
I'll have to try it.
Yep.
As soon as I can get GW paint.
So I know we're getting an order next week, I think, which has got all of our paint restocking apart from spray cans. So they should be shipping stuff right now.
Ooh, I might have to go to that.
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of about it. We do have a couple of things of housekeeping to do for other things that have come in during the last 2 weeks. So, Chris, I'll let you take that away.
Yeah, so Peter emailed back again. He's a guy
he reached me on Facebook and told me, because I asked him, like, he basically was like, yeah, I couldn't actually want to pay the exorbitant amount of shipping that Asmodee was going to be asking to have that model shipped over to the UK. So he figured he'd give it to someone he knew would enjoy it. So I genuinely appreciate that. I can't wait. I've not gotten it yet. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I don't know when the shipping's going to start for them, but they'll come out eventually. He was awesome. Saying that really enjoying the Roll20 stuff, so that's good. We inspired him to pick it up and try it out with his friends, so they've been playing stuff. And good. They've started a random Vassal League as well. So yeah.
Look at that. We're inspiring folks, Chris. That's good to hear.
Yeah. He also asked if we could give a shout out to one of our other patrons who is a friend with Nan, who's struggling with a lack of X-Wing recently and need to tell him to hurry up and get Vassal sorted out so he can play in the random league.
Heck yeah.
So, there you go, Nan. Get it sorted. That's it. I suppose that's the only real housekeeping. I'll say it now, because if I leave it till the end, I'll probably forget. But you guys actually, honestly amazed me and astounded me. I feel like I've said this every time we've recorded now, but we're still getting new patrons signing up and people increasing their pledge. So I was messaging a few people, and it's really weird because I keep telling you all to make sure you're all okay first, and it's a giant help and we really appreciate it. And I honestly do. I can't, it's always weird, but you guys are amazing, and I can't thank you enough. But yeah, people keep signing up, and we're not really getting bigger or taking over the market in any way, shape, or form. And I don't really want us to, but we're getting close to the point now where I almost don't have to pay to do this anymore. Like, we're almost at the break-even point of us making this content, which is amazing. And
awesome.
I wanted to just stress again that we're not going anywhere. If the patron drops to zero, like, we're not holding anyone hostage. Make sure you're all doing your own things and looking after yourselves. There is something that I got an email. I've not managed to look into it fully yet, but there's something with patron are going to have to charge sales tax depending on where you come from. So make sure you check that out in case it's going to increase your pledge. The amount you have to pay. So make sure you're adjusting it downwards so that you're not paying out more money if you don't want to, and all of that stuff. I'd hate for, you know, a bigger bill than someone's expecting or something like that. But so just check out if you're one of the people who's going to be affected by that. If you do support, not even just, well, I probably shouldn't say check every Patreon because I don't want to screw other content creators out of their money, but I will. So if you're signed up for any patrons, make sure you check to see if it's going to affect you, because I'd hate for, especially if you're in a position like I was where you couldn't work for a little while or whatever. So yeah, there is that. Yeah, we've been doing a lot more content as well recently, so like I said, weekly stuff's going up, and we're not charging for any for D&D content, so it still should only be two bills a month roughly, depending on when the episodes fall. But if you only want to pay for one, you can set it all up. And like I said, I'll try and remember to thank you all again at the end, but I just wanted to make sure I got it out there now, because it honestly does amaze me that people like throw a coin to a Witcher type thing. I don't know. Yeah. So thank you again. I don't want to ramble too much because I feel like I just go around in circles on it. But yeah, there we go.
All right. So we had a pregame discussion on Rando's part two, and we decided that we were going to continue completely random. I did toss out the idea of maybe I don't play Scum this week because I played Scum last week, and we elected not to do that. We just said, like, just let the dice fall where they may. Yeah. So, Chris, you're going to be building a squad first.
Yeah, because I think you went first last time, so I'll go first this time. So I'm going to I've got it up on the screen for anyone watching the YouTube video, but I'm going to do random random number generator 1 through 7 with Rebels as 1 and Separatists as 7. So we're going to do a 3. So I get scum this time.
Oh, that's actually your native. That's one of your native factions, so you should be okay there.
All of them, really. I don't know. I suppose I don't really play Rebels that much. Yeah, I suppose Rebels are what I've played least recently. But okay.
I like those sounds.
It kind of generated as it was going there. Okay, so I have a Benari Pirate with Magpults and Munitions Failsafe. So that's a Z95. And then I have a second Z95, which is a Black Sun Soldier with Predator, Dead Man Switch, Ion Missiles, and Titan Computer.
Ooh, that's a big fat Z95.
I have terrible. Akima Gila with Dalen Oberos, which is the one you had, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
If you got the right.
Okay. No, you had that was the Star Vibe one you had. You had an unnamed Kimagilla, didn't you? Yeah. I've got a named Kimagilla. So what's his ability was at the start of the engagement phase, you may choose one shielded ship in your bullseye arc and spend one charge. If you do, that ship loses a shield and you recover a shield.
Okay? Oh, that could be
Then I have ion missiles, a cloaking device, proton torpedo, genius, and munitions failsafe.
Whoa. Alright, we're gonna
Then I have L3 in the escape craft with Duke. I can't even evade. And informant. And then I've got Bosk in the Z95. So I've got three Z95s, an escape craft, and a Kimagilla. What the hell do I drop? So I've got a targeting computer that's redundant. I've got Duke that's redundant. I've got Genius that's redundant. a cloaking device on an agility 1 ship. Oh, I can't even put a shield upgrade on my Kimagilla that can regain shields because it's got munitions failsafe. This isn't good. Okay. And I'm at 200 points. So I'm going to drop Duke because that's the most expensive.
Okay. So the escape craft is basically
just informant. Informant. So I have a listening device. During the system phase, is an enemy ship with the informant upgrade is at range 0 to 2. I can flip your dial face up.
Ooh.
Do I want a missile on Bosk, maybe? Right? Sorry, Ed?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to build your list. I can actually get a look and see what I'm working with.
How is Bosk's ability worded?
When you perform a primary attack, after you neutralize the result steps, you may spend 1 crit token, add to hit
resistance. Okay, so does that work with Magpult? After neutralizes the defender suffers 1 critical damage and gains a depleted. How would I rule that?
What's the question?
So I'm trying to check. Yeah, so no, Bosk wouldn't interact with Magpult. So I was wondering if I could sneakily deal you 2 hits with the Magpult's warhead instead of a single crit, but it doesn't work. What about Snapshot, maybe? Might work. Yeah, I don't know.
Just a reminder for those who didn't listen to the first one, we get the opportunity to drop 1 upgrade in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually tell people what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I could do... I'm going to do it. I'm going to take homing... Oh.
On Bosk?
Yeah. Yeah, homing missile on Bosk. It's fine. 5 points. It's a 4 dice attack if you let me roll it.
Well, let's see what I get. Of course I will. Did you see the last game? I'll let you drop every piece of munitions you had.
That's what I'm thinking. I've got an escape craft. Oh, no, I can't change that because I've only got one crew slot. I was going to say I could have put tactical officer instead of informant. Hey ho. Okay.
So the Benari Pilot, what does it have?
Magpult's warhead and munitions failsafe.
Munitions failsafe, Magpult. You have the Black Sun Soldier that's got Predator, ion missiles, and what else?
Dead Man Switch and the targeting computer.
Oh my god. So that's a waste right there.
Yeah.
Dalen Oberus had ion torpedoes, munitions.
No, ion missile.
Ion missile.
Yeah. A cloaking device, proton torpedoes, genius, and munitions failsafe.
Good lord. 13 for the proton torpedo. The escape craft is informant.
It's L3 with informant.
Correct. And then Bosk with homing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of missiles floating around out there.
Yep. I've got 5 ships. It'll be fine. I'm sure.
All right, so mine.
Okay, give me one second.
Oh, sure. You got to keep that.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that. So save that. I'll export it. Everyone can just watch me do all of this. It'll be fun, you know.
Sure.
Oh, there you are. So I need to paste it into a new list. Yeah, done. Cool. And then we're going to do heads list. So I was just going to random do it so that people can watch on the stream.
So okay.
I'm removing one number. So it's 1 to 6 now because Scum's gone. That's how we played it last time. So we don't duplicate faction.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So I'm generating. You get number 1. You're playing Rebels, my friend.
Oh, ho, Rebel. All right.
Okay. So do you want to count me down? We'll randomly generate.
3, 2, 1, go.
I hate you so much. How do you roll into this goddamn bullshit?
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so you're going to enjoy noting down all of these upgrades because you have none in the list.
I have no upgrades at all.
None at all. Luckily, you just have 3 broken-ass ships. You've got Dash Render.
Ooh! Hold on. See, yeah, there we go. Just Dash Naked.
Dash Naked. Initiative 5 for 4 dice attack. Yep, fun. Then you have Nora Wexler in the arc.
Ooh!
Initiative 5. Really broken ability, like super strong. And then Braylon Stram in the B-Wing. And like the best of the B-Wings. Cool.
Yeah, but again, Naked... Hold on, so the arc, where is the arc? Why can't, so that's my entire list.
Yep.
Oh, there it is. Why am I missing? And then I ended up with
Braylon in the B-Wing.
So my lowest pilot skill is...
It's 4. And you get to do all of his bullshit focus barrel rolling. And Nora just flies straight at me, sits at range 1, gets a free evade result added. Remember, her ability doesn't change a dice, it adds a result. So she's got old-fashioned evade to every attack. And then dash.
You can move over obstacles, you can ignore those. That's considering how I flew last time, that might actually be helpful. When you perform a primary attack at range 0 to 1, do not apply the range 0 to 1 attack bonus, and roll 1 fewer attack. He's a 4 base ship, he's got the bow tie art. Yeah. Braylon Strom, we know Braylon Strom's bullshit. Focus barrel roll, whenever you're stressed, you may re-roll up to 2 of your dice. And then you know, you'll have the focus right there. And then Nora, when you defend, if there's an enemy within 0 to 1, you may add an evade to result here. Jesus.
Yep. Oh. So that's fine.
So I need to pick obstacles so that I can get you the. So I just.
Oh, it's fine. We'll just drag them out from Vassal.
Oh, okay. You don't need the code for that
because I. No. I'll if you tell me which ones you want, I'll be able to find them. If you can't.
Sure. I randomly picked 1. 0, 2, and 3.
Okay,
so you don't need me to export the code, so I can import it to my.
No, I shouldn't need you to do any of that. Let's see if this works.
Ed.
Yes.
How many points is your list?
We're both 198. Sad.
Wait,
so you don't really have much room for upgrades.
I was going to say, I do have an option if I want to add.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, true. You can add an upgrade.
You get one tiny upgrade.
What would I want to. I've got a minor interruption here for a moment, but it's a pretty one. Hi. How are you? Right? So that's Chris. And then Chad's right. Chad, it's because he doesn't have. Do you want to say goodnight?
Who is it?
It's Lily.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Bye. All right, she's going to bed.
Aw.
Okay, so you're thinking of changing something or adding an upgrade. You've got 2 points, yeah. That's true.
I'm trying to figure out if I even have, if there's anything worth
playing. Outrider's 14 points.
Yeah, so that's not going to. I was thinking more like a droid, maybe on Braylon.
No. That might. So you could do Zeb onto Nora. Still have a point. Or you could do, I don't know, Contraband Cybernetics or Dead Man Switch on Dash.
I might just let this ride as is.
So I'm 198 and I've got one initiative 4 is my highest as boss. So you already out PS me, so you don't need the bid. So can't take it R4, small ship only. You could take Chopper, but you don't have anything to use it on. Could take Lando on someone. Take Lando on Dash maybe. You don't want to put Lando on someone who's got a linked action, because
right.
That's fine. You don't have a linked action on on the YB.
No.
In fact, it's only Braylon and he can take Lando anyway. So yeah, put Lando on someone.
Yeah, we'll put Lando on Dash then. That's a good idea. That's a good
card. Just need to get the XBS again. You do that part. Then I need to go back over here. Edit this one.
Oh, this should be an interesting game. There you Let's go. See how badly this.
Am I worried? I don't know if I'm worried or not. We'll see. We'll see how worried I should be. Okay, so I need to get my scum squad. God, this is shit squad. I was all excited. Scum. Oh, it'll be good. It'll be fine. Hopefully I can just blow you up with all of those missiles and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's probably... The two initiative fives are due... The two initiative fives both have barrel rolls, so they have some reposition.
And let's be honest, you can just blow me up. It's fine. Okay, there's my squad built.
I'm not very good at this game, so I'm going to find a way to screw this up.
Okay, so my obvious win condition is find something to launch some form of ordnance at.
And then delete it off the board.
Yeah. Your win condition is pick one of my ships that has ordnance and kill it first. Then pick the next one and kill that one.
Oh, he'll pick it, but he won't be able to kill it.
I don't know. You should have seen my dice rolls last time. They actually weren't that bad.
I was watching last time, and you still lost.
I did still lose, because I was stupid.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to spawn my...
Why do we have a cloak token? Who can even cloak? Oh, cloaking... I was thinking I had stealth device, not cloaking device. That's actually awesome. Yeah, good. Yeah. Dale and Cloak. This could be fun, actually. Okay, that's not as bad as I expected it to be. I'm all excited now.
It could have been worse.
Oh, no, because Dalen's ability isn't an attack, so I could do that whilst I'm Cloak.
Hmm.
Okay.
Open thing user.
Yeah, I suppose I should get some... I'm going to go gas quotes all the way, because I just want stuff to hide behind. Well, I think, even though there is overlap, I'm going to take the initiative here. So we're going to go left to right as normal.
As normal.
And I'm going to drop this big-ass gas cloud right in the middle. And I'm going to rotate it a little bit. Yeah, so just going to offset it to the left-hand side, middle, kind of closer to Ed side than mine. So kind of off-center. But that is set for my big gas cloud.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't like the idea of you strategically placing all those. I think I'm drop over right about.
Okay, then this other gas cloud, I will go over here. So Ed placed his gas cloud on my right hand 2-2 corner, and then I placed the long one to make a big triangle, kind of eating up the middle of the board, hopefully.
Remind me again the range.
It is auto range to obstacle. Apparently this is a new thing. You can push control shift O and see what happens.
Oh, neat. All I got was a little mini map.
Is that set? Are you happy?
I don't know that it is, because I've got a mini map.
I don't know. So I got calculating ranges from asteroid to obstacles.
Gotcha.
Range zero. No. So there's two things at range two.
Where's the little just circle around there?
Yeah, let's do that. Range finder, control L. I've turned it on for you. So.
Sounds like I got kids that are going to hold on one second.
It's okay. I can I could turn on RTX voice because I managed to get that.
There you go. I might have to go upstairs and remind them that I'm recording, so because they may have forgotten at this. But let's get through this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm set. So Ed let me drop my rock in the middle of my triangle of gas clouds, which is what I was hoping. But there's no way he could stop me unless he did it, which kind of plays into my hands as well. So
yeah, directly into what you were hoping to do anyway.
Yeah. So Ed gets the last one. Okay. So we're going to have... Yeah, the two choices are what he's debating now, really. He could do it 2-2 in my left-hand corner in the middle of that kind of zone, or clump them in a gap he can find amongst the asteroids to give a more condensed field.
Yeah, which is the shoot. Yeah. All right, before we start placing ships, let me go upstairs and remind certain little someones that I am recording tonight. So if you'll
I get to place all of mine first anyway. So
oh, good. Well, you can go ahead and do that. I'll be right behind.
Yeah. How the heck am I gonna do this? I have no idea. Ugh.
Like I said before, it's Ed. Don't overthink it.
No, I don't. So I think L3 needs to focus, coordinate to focus whoever's gonna fire the ordnance this round. So she needs to be around everybody else. Dalen's my big hitter because he's got protons and a white reload. And I can steal shields off people. I kind of want to see if that'll joust me with something. I think that's the only thing I can do. Okay, so I'm going to put the alt, wasn't it, I think? Alt left. Yeah, so you rotate the threes. What are you doing to me? You know what? I'm going to be inspired by one of my local, Jerry, who is a former patron. He loves deploying stuff at stupid angles. I'm not going to go stupid. I'm going to do the...
Wasn't that Bob's theory where he would come in at like a 28-degree angle because it opened up weird things?
So there we go. I'm deployed and I've got a skew width angle as well. Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, so that means that my 4, which is going to be real.
Yeah.
We're going to put right back.
So... I've kind of boxed off my Zeds in my right-hand flank down that channel with L3 facing into the middle of the table, but with options-ish on her movement. Then my Kimagilla is pointing at a maybe 45-degree angle across the table. It's a bit weird, but could be interesting. We'll see, I think. Yeah, go on, you're good. You can talk.
Go ahead and make your statement there, good sir.
I think what I want to do is try to delay. It's really hard because I want to get close to Dash, but not close to Nora. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
All right.
I do have a good amount of control if I can land both ion missiles in one right. Okay, I have to assign the listening device condition token. Who would I like to listen in on? We're going to go Nora. No, are we going to go Nora? I bet your Dash has got a bullshit dial. They've just got everything on.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we're gonna.
The only thing on there is the curiogram.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna listen in on Dash. Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to get a timer started, I suppose.
75 minutes for those at home who are listening.
85. We do an extra 10 minutes because we're terrible.
Fair point.
And we chat a lot.
We do.
And we're not playing competitive X-Wing. We can set any time we like. Screw you guys. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's...
Bosk. I've got a plan. We'll see if it survives contact with the enemy. Okay, my friend, I am set.
I am set. Good luck to you, good sir.
Good luck to you, and no, I don't mean it. do I have any system phase stuff? It would be informant, but that's definitely not in range. Okay, so to start with, we have a Venari pirate. It's doing a 1 forward, and we'll take a focus action. Then we have L3 doing a 2 straight. We'll stress herself. We're going to stress myself to do a coordinate action, which will be to Dalen, which will allow him to perform a cloak action.
Very nice.
Do I want to take that? I'm gonna do a takesy backsy on that one. That's why I wouldn't. What he's actually going to do is a barrel roll right as forwards as possible, which stresses him. Just stress for everybody. It's fine.
Then he's going to take blue action and blow that stress off.
Yeah. He loves blowing stuff off. It's his favorite. Then he does indeed. Look at that. Ed called one of my moves.
Look at that.
Oh, no, he's not going to focus. He's going to cloak now. But he's going to be unstressed, you see. That was key. And then boss. Come on, boss. You can do it. Not hard. Maintaining our awesome old formation flying, Bosk is also going to do a 1 straight and focus.
Right.
That's me done, man. All 5 of my ships moved. Look at that. Even with all of my deliberations and taking stuff back. Speed play. That's what we're all about here.
Win. Woo! Not anticipating any fire, so I'll land it just for shits.
Yeah. Roll your 2 evade dice. You get a focus token. Look at that.
Cool.
Okay. Strip my tokens. Hide my dials. Yeah. Round 2. Okay. I'm surprised at how fast you sent Dash in there. That's worrying. In fact, no, I get to check for start of the engagement thing, don't I? Bullseye. No ships in range. Sad. So this isn't easy. I'm going to do my easy move first. Oh, crap. I'm going to roll for my stealth devices. Hold on. At start of a planning phase, roll 1 attack die. Got a crit. So on a focus result, yeah, that's fine. My stealth device still works. Good.
That's always good.
These ones are relatively... I bet I deployed these two close because I wasn't planning. Oh, easy. And then the hard one.
So if his stealth device blows up, he still keeps the token and use until he...
So it basically, I have to decloak or discard the token.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've only got one charge left on the stealth device. It comes with two charges there.
So for the he gets a maximum of two turns of use out of it. That's it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, okay. I think I've got a different plan because of your moves confusing me.
If it makes you feel any better, there's no grand strategy behind it. It's just me putting dials.
I think this will work. Okay. So in the system phase, I'm going to decloak.
Oh, so you are
going
to burn.
And he's going to... What if... Oh, possible. Wow, I've done this wrong. Not going to be anywhere near as much movement as I wanted it to be. Going to barrel roll out to there. My listening device is going to be miles away from everything, so it's fine. Benari Pirate. Let's see how badly I managed to do this. S. He's everyone who doesn't bump's got to focus here.
Okay.
Apart from L3, you know what I mean, in that group. So right. She clears stress. She's about to get it right back. She's going to give Dalen a focus. Then the black sun. Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention when we started.
That's okay.
And then he's going to attempt to target lock dash. I think should be in range now. Well, maybe not. Maybe I don't got messed up.
Oh.
It's just eight.
Oh.
Oh man. Sad times. No proton torpedoes at dash.
Oh darn.
And then Bosk is gonna bump as well now. I need to find his dial. Yeah. That's good. It just reinforces my weird angles for everybody. Strategy.
Alright, you good?
Oh, I'm more than good. I'm ready. I'm ready for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought dash was going out. So I should have done the straight move, but I wanted the extra movement to try and get that target lock.
How do I rotate the angle again?
Oh,
hold on.
Turn mobile turret, Alt-M, I think.
Alt? Boom, there we go. Perfect.
This is good. This is what we want, because it means that Dalen's going to lose shield, so I can start using his ability. Oh, cunning trap.
All right, so how do I get the firing arcs again?
That would be firing arc option control shift F, I think, or control shift V maybe.
So I only see a range 2 to Braylon. Why do I not see
Alt shift D. We'll get that.
Alt shift D. There we go.
Is it range 2? Or...
I don't know. It can't be range 2 because I didn't see anything come up in the note when you said Alt shift B is in boy.
V, I think. Alt shift V. No, that didn't work. What am I doing? D, sorry. D for dog. Alt shift D. Alt
shift D. I got nothing to move my ship, but it didn't do anything else.
Uh-oh.
What the heck? Come on.
Just put the. It's fine. We'll do it the other way.
Art, toggle firing. Firing option. That. What the heck?
Give me a minute. I'll figure it out.
Auxiliary arc. Is that considered an auxiliary? Double turret option. Control. It's alt shift D. Yeah, it should be coming up. No ships in range. That's not true. I was at the verge of...
There we go.
What was that?
Hey. Alt-F.
Alt-F. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Range 3. Get there in the end.
Four dice into Dalen.
Yeah.
All focus and a blank.
I evaded one. Get in.
Yeah, you did.
That's an extra shield back, I think.
I was going to say, I don't think Nora's got anything. Don't think... Well, you have a 4, but he's out. I don't think Braylon. Cool.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I don't sneak into Dalen's arc.
Nope.
No, it didn't look. Yeah. All right. So that would be that.
Okay. What do I want to do here? Try and not bump all my own ships like an absolute idiot would probably be a good start.
Hmm.
You know what? I think it's okay. Well, what are you doing, Dalen? What are you doing? Absolute tool.
Ooh, we're getting some feedback from someone.
Get some what, sorry?
I thought we were getting a little... Sounded like we were getting a little feedback from someone.
I didn't hear anything, so maybe it was me. I don't know. Okay, I am set. Nothing for my system phase. So, a Benari Pirate. He's going to just run straight up the middle. L3 is going to continue playing the game she has, where she just clears her stress and then immediately coordinates again. My Black Sun Soldier fancies jousting that rock, but I believe I have access to a red barrel roll.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Which will stress him. Dalen. This time he's going to definitely be able to target Locke, and he's going to take the Locke onto Braylon. There's no way Braylon's getting out of that arc. No way. And finally, my ace in the hole, my mighty boss. You can do it. There we go. Look at that. Look at that formation flying after the bump.
That's beautiful.
I'm so good at this game. So good. All I had to do was crash into stuff and then recover. All
right. Braylon's going to go first. So, point of question.
Yeah.
If Braylon were to barrel roll to his right and clearly hit Dash Rendar, he still takes the stress token.
Yeah. So you'll be focused stressed. It's fine.
I just wanted to make sure. I mean, it sounded cheaty to me, but.
Yeah, it is, but that's how it works.
I just wanted to make sure that it was as cheaty as it sounded.
I really wish you'd have done a shield to me, Ed. Why didn't you damage me at four dice attack? Because I can't trigger my ability now.
So now the question becomes, do I risk the Lando?
What risk is it? The worst case scenario is I tell you what token you get.
Which is an evade token, which makes naked dice, which my last dice roll should show you the reason why. I'm going to go ahead and risk it. Lando, focus.
Yeah, focus. Easy.
And take
Come on, Nora. You can do it. I'm gonna put it over here, this listening token.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get her out of the way because I knew where Nora's going with that formation.
Yep. A medium and a small base ship. Well done.
All right.
Oof. Big oof right. Coming.
So that was Alt F. That is Alt F.
Yeah.
Green shot into Dalen.
Yeah, you are.
Four dice from Dash Rendar. I will spend that token for four hits.
I'll roll my one dice. Can evade. Well, shields down on him. It's okay, he doesn't need those shields anyway.
And he takes a hull.
And he takes a hull, correct.
I just wanted to make sure I was... Nora's going to send some friendly fire in his general direction.
Why would she do that? Just rude.
Ooh, she will spend her focus token for a hit, and a crit.
Oh, well, they won. So, hit and a crit. And the crit is... blind.
can modify your dice always.
I'm glad I've got target lock focus.
Yep. And oh,
it's fine because he's going to be dead anyway.
So what's he down to? Four. I don't know. Braylon can't kill him unless he gets lucky.
Yeah.
So Braylon's going to do his cheaty thing. Roll that die and spend it for a hit, and a crit.
Okay. Come on. 100% evade. Good.
Yeah. Damn.
At least I've rolled 100% evade. So sort of a hit and a crit for this one. Is hull breach.
That would have been nice for the first one.
I disagree.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, so Bosk is out of range. So Dalen, does it even matter now?
He does get to fire off his shit.
He's going to actually fire an ion missile.
Into?
The target I have blocked.
Oh, that would be Braylon. Cool.
Yeah.
Not rocking.
Two hits.
Well, then it's an auto hit because there's nothing I can do.
Yep. So, you can re-roll it. But...
No, I already spent mine for the reroll on the attack.
No, you don't spend the stress, remember. If you're stressed, you just get the rerolls.
Oh, well, that's cheap. It's still a fun.
Yeah. Okay, so you take a damage and an ion.
And that's not a blue one. Oh, darn.
Then does this guy have a shot? What are we looking at? Control shift F. Only shot on my own ship. Does L3 have a shot? Dash range render at range 3. Eat it, Dash. Eat my one damage.
All right. Here it comes. You ready? Because it's going to happen. Oh, no. Double evades. Cool.
Easy. And then that guy doesn't have a shot. Oh, let's hope any... Oh, no. Ship's sad. Okay. Hull breach and blinded pilot. Just got trickier. Okay. This might work. We're going to try this. Funky stuff. Yeah. Okay. This is going to be fun.
This should be an... This is usually where Ed screws up.
I can but hope.
There's no point in putting a dial out for... Well, I guess I should technically put a dial with the one straight.
Yeah. He's doing a one forward. It'll be fine. What's the worst that could happen?
He walks into three missiles.
I'm hoping he walks into three missiles, given that I know where he's going to be now.
Yeah, exactly. And you can coordinate every missile in your ordnance and can possibly shoot at him to do so. That could be the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, sorry, I cheated. I move first, so I have to go fast. Okay, let's do this. I'm set. I'm going to enjoy this.
It should be interesting. I'll give you this.
So, Benari Pirate.
Hard two?
Two bank.
Two bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably still get the arc.
Yeah. Canary Pirate is going to target lock Braylon.
Of course.
Then L3 is going to do a thing with the stuff.
Do a thing with the stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to coordinate a barrel roll. I don't know why I took my stress off there, sorry. Yeah, this should work. Pretty sure. Left. Yeah, which stresses him. But.
That's right.
But. Oh no. He clears his stress and lands on the debris. On the gas cloud, sorry.
But that doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't. But it will stop you from getting your action for completing your move.
Oh, for Braylon, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think my vassal's seized up. Oh no, there we go. A Black Sun Soldier. Two straight. He's going to target lock Braylon. And then Bosk going to target lock Braylon.
Imagine that.
So I'm hoping I get some good bumps and don't just explode to dash. That will be nice.
All right. So let's get the easy one out of the way.
Yep.
I knew where that was. So he does blow off his ion.
Yeah.
Oops, his stress because it's a white man.
No, it's blue.
Oh, it is blue? So, aw, yeah. Darn.
What clouds?
So the gas clouds add an additional evade die.
Oh, you, there's, you could take a strain, can't you now? Oh, yeah, I need to roll a strain. I need to check the rules for strain again, because I literally cannot remember.
You'll have to... Quarter. Good, because you're looking out for both of us.
Gas cloud, X-Wing. I don't know what I do. Gas cloud, X-Wing.
Google foo.
Yeah, because you both
land. Yeah, so I take a strain, because it's on a hit or a focus, you take a strain.
And remind me what strain does again.
One less defense die the first time I defend.
Oh, neat.
Did you get a focus?
Sure did.
Good. Strain for you too. Strain for everybody. I've already put one. I'll take it. Okay. Nora.
Woo. No, I went down.
Dash. Okay. Oh.
I am going to Lando this. Which one?
You can have an evade, my friend.
Imagine that. I knew that was going to happen. I told you that earlier. The time I needed it, I knew that was going to happen. Woo. I am okay. All right. Let's try to soften you up. Oh, so I've got so much in debate.
Are you going to... Oh, sorry. I need to check Dalen's ability first. Are you in my bullseye? No. Okay.
So, Nora could fire at range one in the rear.
Yeah.
And kill Dalen.
True.
Nora could help fire shots at range one at the Binari with hopefully help from Dan to get it off the board before it even...
Oh, I don't know about Black Sun Soldier, man. He's got Predator and everything. And a Dead Man Switch. And a Dead Man Switch.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, that's right. The Dead Man Switch. That's right.
Blow him up. Kill my own squad.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take
He's a 35-point generic Z95.
I think I'm going to do the range one shot in the back on Dale.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Rowan 3. Two hits.
Oh, and he's dead because of a strain.
Oh, correct. Boom.
And it's two crits because of the thing.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, thanks for coming, Dalen. You didn't help. Mainly because I probably didn't use you correctly. But it's fine. You got an eye on. Yeah. Dash's shot.
So, it's super tasty to take shots at L3, but it's basically pointless.
So, three dice attacks, though.
It is. You're right. I think Bosk scares me more than anything. So, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take my four shots into Bosk.
Yep.
Whoo! Hit, crit.
Oh, blank oh. This time. Dead Bosk, maybe? Oh. What do you reckon?
What's the crit? That's the question.
Damage sensor array. No actions for me. Actions are overrated anyway. That's what I heard.
Alt. And then I know we go Simo, but Braylon does get a shot.
Yeah.
And it will be into boss to see if we can finish him off. How do I check to see if it's obstructed again? What the heck is that?
It's 100% obstructed because your corner closest to me is on.
Because I'm firing through. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Good point. Double focus and a blind. Thanks, Braylon. Thanks for joining the game.
Okay.
So Dalen's off the board, correct?
It would be, yeah. I was waiting for the initiative fives to finish there.
Oh, gotcha. That's okay.
Okay. Well, boss. He walked up here.
All right, Braylon. is going to...
Bosk is going to fire his homing missile.
Of course.
Are you going to let me roll dice or are you going to take one?
It's a four attack die.
Four dice attack, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll take the one shield.
Okay, easy. Damage done.
He doesn't spend the target lock to fire.
Nope.
Okay.
Then the Black Sun Soldier is threatened. Is going to fire another ion missile, I suppose.
Oh, that'll be funny.
And he's going to reroll. He's going to spend the lock.
Oh, to guarantee it, because I do get two through the.
You get two, and you auto change a blank.
But
yeah,
no.
So you take You take one and no ion effect.
And no ion.
Then L3.
Hold F. Should be down to one. Why is that not?
L3 is going to shoot Braylon as well, I think. Why not? Braylon's nothing.
Strain on him.
Woo!
And then the Benari. The Benari is going to fire a mag pulse.
Now, what are those?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I suppose I have to spend it.
I thought I heard Sean jump on. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Okay, so I'm going to get to tell you. Okay, so you roll your evade. So it's still two dice, and you get to change a blank, but I'm going to hit. Okay, so if this attack hits, the defender suffers one critical damage, which just goes on his shield.
Uh-huh.
Then you gain a depleted token and a jam token. The jam's going to come off immediately anyway.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Hey, so, when you were firing the ion missile, you didn't take his strain into effect.
Oh, true. Yeah. So it would have been one less die.
He would have been ion.
Yeah. So you are indeed ioned as well. Get in. Look at all these red tokens on Braylon. That's how you win the game, right? It's not about killing ships. It's about assigning red tokens to people. Yeah. And his strain would have gone. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So you're depleted. The missile
never actually caused rolls.
Yeah.
What does depleted mean?
At one less attack.
Oh, that's...
It's the opposite of strain.
And how does that come off?
A blue move or firing.
Okay.
So the first time it affects you, you take one token off.
Okay, but I'm ioned. That's not considered blue.
Yeah, so it'll come off. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to go away. Dials.
And that's all the shooting?
Yeah. That's all of my awesomeness done. I fired all of my stuff at you and took away your shield. My three Z95s and a scrapecraft are feeling confident about this game.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to fail horribly. It's not even in doubt. L3.
I feel bad for poor Braylon getting hung out.
So who is who in this game?
I'm the scum. Hey, Sean.
I've been watching it while I've been doing my game night, trying to figure out who's who. I figured you were a scum, Chris, but, you know, I didn't want to presume.
Oh, it's fine. It's not going according to plan.
RNG was good to me with picking, granted, most of them naked pilots, but I got Dash, Braylon, and Nora against, well, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
just trying to figure out how Chris is going to pull this one out, though, because usually he does.
I know. I'm thinking.
Well, getting a ship off the board is task number one. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm set. I'm going to look at Dash's dial, please.
Sure. If you can't guess this one. Oh, how do I reveal it without actually maneuvering?
Control R.
Control
R. I'm assuming like a one straight or something. Three hard? Okay.
I don't care about terrain. Just coming right in.
Yep. I don't have any system phase stuff anymore, so I know that was it. Benari. So
your entire squad goods.
Do I? Oh, I'm going to take focus, I think. Yeah, focus. L3. She's going to clear her stress and calculate. She's going to actually take part in the game now.
Oh, interesting.
Waxen Soldier.
I'm starting to feel the kill box closing in.
I'm just going to steal Nora's focus token.
Sure.
And then boss probably bumps here. Because I forgot to borrow Rollerblocks and Sword. Yeah, I can't do that. Oh, sorry, give me a second.
Yeah, no, go ahead, back up.
We're getting shortcuts, sorry, guys.
Okay.
There we go. Done.
Okay, so let's do Captain Obvious here. So that clears...
Yeah. It clears everything, but then you roll an attack die again to see if you get another strain token. You do not.
But I also do not get any action.
Correct.
Okay, that's what scares me. You already know this one coming. I'm going to move that in because it's there.
So is this a non-HLC dash, I'm guessing?
It doesn't have cannon slots anymore. It's just outriders. Oh. Yeah, it's always a four dice attack unless you're at range one, in which case he drops down to a three dice attack.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I am going to land over here.
91 points of goodness.
Ooh, two focus tokens.
They'll come in handy.
They will come in handy.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, does this clear? Because I had a feeling you were going to do this. Ha-ha!
Oh, well. Bosk doesn't like living anyway. He's already escaped the Houndstooth in his Nashtar pup, so...
Mm-hmm. I need another focus.
Oh, I've got one for you here.
Oh, why thank you. Perfect!
All right, man. Crack on. Have at it.
All right, so let's do Captain Obvious first. Yeah, we're gonna go dash into bomb.
Oh, probably should. Yeah.
And we'll spend one of my focus tokens.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm resizing the dog.
Sure.
So this was dash, was it? Sorry.
Yep, this is dash into ball. 3 attack dice because it's at range 1.
He can live. He does not live.
Not with those dice rolls, he can't.
Okay. Bosk is dead. I'll remove him at the correct time.
Sure. I'm thinking.
No, you're not.
That alt. Wait, don't I have? Oh, wait, that's right. I have to do it this way. I forgot. I have to go that way, then that. Oh, it doesn't show the rear. Damn it. Is it still the alt F that shows the rear?
It's auxiliary, so you want control shift V.
Control shift V. That's okay. So I've got range. Bosk is already dead. Range 2 to your Black Sun, who has the dead man's, correct?
Yeah.
Chris, the Black Sun has the
dead man's. Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has dead man's.
Yes, he does.
Well, then that's where that's going to go. 2 attack. Spendeth the focus token.
2 agility. Double evade. Why couldn't Bosk have done that? Bring it on, Braylon. Come on. Have at it, sir.
Yeah, I was hoping to soften that up for him. How do I get those range off again? What was that key combination?
Control shift V, I think.
Control shift V. I will take the range 1 shot into the dead man's.
Yep.
Bare naked dice.
So just
a hit, a focus for those in the audio. A hit, a focus, and 2 blanks because that is which.
Oh yeah. Of course he did. So Bosk is dead, so he doesn't get to fire. But my really sexy Black Sun soldier does. Range 1. I don't believe you're in his bullseye arc, though. No ships in range. Sad.
I got lucky.
Yep, so 3 dice. So many goddamn points on garbage. He'll spend his focus for 3.
So that's a straight up dice roll, which I fail. So Braylon is down one hull.
Come on, L3. Oh, range 2 to Braylon. Oh, sad. Hit crit. Be dead, Braylon. Be dead.
I was going to say, there's not much he can do. It will be the crit that comes out, though.
Yeah. L3. Those killer robot eyes.
All right. So Braylon soaked up a ton of damage. They basically trade Braylon for the top half of your list, though. So
yeah.
The binary pirate still gets to go.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he can destroy Nora with 1 shot somehow, even though she adds an evade and rolls a dice.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Nora, range 2.
Hit crit. So that's 2. That's, wait, 1 die, and then I add 1.
Okay, so you roll your die, and then add an evade result.
And then...
fun and engaging gameplay.
Dials?
Yes, indeedy. Okay, I'm sure I can pull this out somehow. I'm just not sure how. As Rocky would say, it ain't over till it's over.
You've got enough munitions floating.
Do you watch Futurama?
Not really anymore, but
I was going to say, the episode where they take Fry's nose and Bender keeps yelling all the comments at Fry when he says certain things. It's like, yep, Chris is going to pull it out at the end. And then Bender yells, like at the movie theater.
Where do you go?
That can work. Can it work? Can it though, Chris? Ash is such an asshole. Okay, I'm set. I'm not in any position to try and kill Dash at the minute. It's sickening, but I don't know what else to do. So I'll look at Dash's dial.
Oh, control R.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, thank you. Oh, God, it cleared. It cleared. we are going to take the target lock on Nora Wexley.
Of course you are.
Then Waxon soldier. He's going to barrel roll.
I wonder where he got that idea.
Well, what happened was L3 went, you know what, Dash is going to land on that rock. It won't damage him, but at least he won't be able to fire.
Shit.
Which stresses him. Oh, I did that in the wrong order, sorry.
Okay.
L3 shouldn't interfere in any way, though, because she's just bugging out. So she would have definitely cleared from where the Waxon was. No action, but roll a die and take a strain. Why not?
Okay, so Nora first. She is going to take focus.
Yep.
And you already know this one, but let's get it over with.
Aww. Oh, yeah. So no damage roll because it's in the movement phase.
Uh-huh.
But you don't get to fire because you only ignore them while you're moving.
Correct. So do I end up catching the Binari in my arc here?
I don't think you do.
I can check for you. Auxiliary arc option. Control ship. No ship in range.
Yep. Managed to get out of it.
Oh, perfect flying now that 2 of my ships are dead. Perfect, he says. Okay.
Do you have a shot back, Chris?
I'm just going to check. I think I do. But I'm, so no shot for the Black Sun, no shot for L3. Anari, Nora Wexley, range 2.
Oh, yeah.
I am not going to use the munitions. I'm going to fire a primary for 2 hits.
Interesting.
I need to get the shields down before, because it's a guaranteed crit if I hit. But it doesn't help if you've got shields.
Gotcha. Shield, one shield.
Good. And then we're back. Look at that. Yeah, we are. No, I'm punishing you. Yeah. Feels good. Perfect turn. I just need that 17 more times in 28 minutes. That. And this guy. This guy.
This guy.
Fucking 75. They're good. Don't get me wrong. They're not good when you load them up with all of the crap. Oh, man. Targeting computer. Yeah, I got targeting computer, genius, and what was the one I had? And Duke on L3. God.
That's a-
I'm set. You can flip Dash's dial, please. Huh? Oh, I don't like that at all. Okay. Fine. You asked for it. Then we will focus L3. Gonna stress herself and potentially take another strain. Nope, she's fine.
She's digging it.
Fine and or dandy. Holding his stress to get over here.
Good?
Yep, good as I ain't gonna get.
So we're gonna know where this is going.
Doesn't matter. He's fine.
We're gonna Lando. Yeah, which one would you like me to have?
You can have the evade, I suppose.
He's gonna say, as I grab the evade token and ooh, it hit.
Oh yeah. No actions for Nora. Suck damn, it, Nora. I'm so excited for this Black Sun guy to just strip those shields. Strain. Oh, the strain would be nice right now.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I got to roll for that. Sorry.
Yeah, here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a nice token for you. Here you go. Just hold this.
Well, thank you. How kind of you. All right. So I'm
you still get to shoot me first, unfortunately.
Yeah, I am going to put 4 into the Black Sun Squadron. They are naked, but...
Yeah, you are.
But 3 hits is 3 hits.
Come on, blind luck. I'll take 2.
And then Nora, at range 2, also naked.
Unobstructed.
Mm-hmm. And 2 hits as well.
And dead.
Oh. And dead man switch goes off, but there's no one to die.
Yeah, sad. Well, L3 is going to take her range 1 shot at Mr. Render.
You have your... Oh, I've got an evade token. Look at that.
Do you have Predator, Chris?
Not on that one. That was on the Black Sun. He just died. She did have Duke, okay. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Ah, fuck you and your evade token.
I thought maybe I actually might get some use out of it, but no. All right, get the big boy.
Benari is... I'm going to spend a walk, I think.
I was going to say, because I'm literally at 0 evade right now because of the strain token.
Oh, still a blank. Yeah, take 1.
Shield down. I am down to 1.
And the strain goes away.
And the
but you'll fly through the cloud next turn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. But my anticipation was that I was not going to get that and I was going to be able to focus, but oh, well. It turned out right in the end.
Fool!
All right, where do we want to
go? I'm not saying this is all bad, but none of it's good. I only need 87 points to win.
There you go.
So all of this work I'm doing on Nora is irrelevant because I have to kill Dash or half point both. Well, kill Nora and half point Dash. So I should just be trying to get Dash, but...
All right, I am set.
Do I change my mind now that I know what my win condition is?
You can.
No, it's fine. We're good.
So you want to see Dash's...
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking at Dash's dial. Yeah, that's fine. And I feel like I have to focus now. L3, you'll calculate. And hope I get a kill box on something.
I think that might be a strong possibility.
Oh, crap. That's not what I meant to do. Yeah, here we go. I'm just like dragging on rocks around while I'm bored, you know?
Ah, damn. I was hoping to catch you a little bit with the arc.
All
right, so strain token, -.
Aw, boo.
She does not get an action.
Come on, Dash. You can do it.
Chris, she does not get an action.
Correct. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
I thought it was a statement, not a question.
Yeah,
so Dash does not get an action either.
Yeah, I'm aware.
No, he does. Sorry, he does.
I was going to say, wait.
It's Dash.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take one of each.
Dash.
Okay. Control Alt E. Was that the one that did that? Alt. What was the one that did the good old-fashioned firing?
Alt-F.
Alt.
Something, something, Thank. Something.
So we're going to put four. Ooh, do I want to put four into... Yeah. Yeah, we're going to put four into L3. And spend either focus.
Spend my calculate.
What?
Shields down.
And then Nora would like to say hello. Two hits from Nora.
One pull down.
Made one.
Kill yeah.
Okay, so L3 will shoot at Nora, even though she's got a ship at range one. For nothing. Do you want to add an evade to that? The Benari?
So I'll roll the one and then...
Oh, yeah. He'll spend his focus for potentially some damage. Nope.
Or not.
Okay, back to dials. Nora's pretty good.
I definitely think you got the bad end of the stick on the RNG.
I told you, as soon as you rolled those three ships, it's fucking irrelevant. It was good. Yep, you don't need upgrades. I would rather have the three, like, just base chassis that are really, really good. That's the thing that Rebels do have. They have some really strong, just, like, efficient ships. Like, Nora's ability is so good.
I agree.
How do I do anything of value? Anything of value. That's all I need.
Actually, anything. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Gonna be terrible.
All right, go for
it. Dash is dial.
Oh, keep forgetting. Just a leisurely bank.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
Ooh.
That's what I figured.
What she wanted to do.
Coordinate?
He's stressed now. Stress.
Oh.
Calculate. Yeah, my activation orders are backwards to what I'd want them to be and everything, so that's fine.
There. I wasn't sure how this would turn out, but cool. We're going to drop that focus token. All right, so I think I'm going to take the range 2 shot onto L3 and try to clear her up with Nora.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot to do an action on Dash.
That's fine. Do whatever. Lando again.
Dash don't need an action.
So Nora is going to take the range 2 shot into L3. Cool. Double crit.
That's fine. Do what you want, man.
Double of 8.
I'm surprised you didn't shoot the pirate.
No, I figure with stress, the worst I was going to get is a range 2 shot, and I had it a focus token.
Yeah.
I figured kind of okay there. Well, I was hoping to put these shots into that.
Darn More into L3?
Yeah, I was hoping to put it into the Benari, but it looks like it's going to be into L3. That's not range 1, is it? Because for some reason, I keep forgetting the stupid key combination. Control
Yes,
O-B.
It is. It is range it 1.
Okay, so you'll take, there'll be 3 dice. 2 hits. Again. Can he do it again?
Nope.
No, he cannot.
Oh.
Okay.
Chris, there's no shame in retiring at this juncture.
What are you talking about, man? This is all content X-Wing content gold. range. I mean, you're just scared for when I actually kill you with a Benari pirate. One hit onto Nora.
What are you talking about?
Range 2. Evaded. Okay. What are we doing? Yeah. One. There we go. Easy. No, that stays on. I know. I'm not just cheating. Did I kill? Yeah. L3's dead on there. That's good.
Okay. Ubikibi.
You ready?
Okay.
I'm set, good sir.
Target lock.
Of course.
Yeah.
Go down swinging.
Can I take the informant token off, by the way?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
Done.
Woo! And I am going to rotate to the rotation.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not expecting to be alive anyway, so it'll be a 3-dice shot at the minute.
I know, but I want to learn this. Where the heck is the rotate?
It was Alt-M.
Alt-M.
For mobile.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then Nora is going to do a leisurely one forward with a... So, let's do the...
A 2-dice and a 3-dice.
Yep, it is possible. Dash first.
Not with the way you roll.
Yeah, hit, crit, and a blank. I'm sorry, hit, focus, and a blank.
Evaded.
And
you're good.
And Nora's out of the rear bum shot. Also just...
Takes it to the teeth.
Light her up.
Your return fire, good sir. Ooh.
I'm going to leave it at just one.
Okay. And she's good.
Yep, dials.
Aye, sir. That is ready when you are.
Oh, I'm born. Absolutely born ready. Focus. Because I get an action. Because why wouldn't I?
Very nice, good sir.
As the Benari pirate starts to take over the game.
Oh, Inferno, Sean, I don't think, you know, if you saw like the second round, but when I deployed my ships, I just threw them down. So like 3 of my ships all bumped into each other.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching from the beginning.
Yeah, so that was a big thing that really messed me up.
It was a very edge of you.
It wasn't the worst thing. It wasn't the end of the world, but I just couldn't get all my shots through. And then, yeah.
Well, the end of the world was the random selection of your list.
There is some okay. truth to that.
Have at it, man.
Lando failed me again. I only got an evade token. So these are three naked dice on the Binari with...
You know, I'm a huge fan of you keep just landoing instead of taking a target lock on me.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it sporting.
I'll spend my focus, yeah.
All right, and then two from the
bum. When Chris got his random list and I got his random, that was bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend that focus token.
I hate. One hit.
And I'll spend my focus token to evade.
Yeah.
All right, Isles again.
I'm set. So I'll play me, Judge. Come on.
Oh.
8 minutes to make up. How many points? 118. It's doable.
Yeah. All right. Set.
Okay. Focus. Oh, arc dodged. Look at that. Maybe. Probably not.
I don't know.
It's going to be close.
Oh.
Wow.
Alt M that. I'll take my range one shot into the Binari naked dice. Hey, two, a hit and a crit.
Easy.
Evaded.
Hit Nora's butt gun.
Is that range three? What's the damage? Nora's butt gun is just gonna, I'm just going to go for one.
Oh, you don't have me. You do. You do. Sorry, I'm lying. Yeah.
Okay.
Evaded. Easy. Do I fire a missile?
Yes?
No. I want to put a crit on your hull. I'm going to keep chipping away. God damn it. Fine. I'm going to spend the target lock and the focus.
So now it's two.
Hits.
Okay.
Nora, come on, blanks.
It's range three, remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll roll one more.
Yeah.
It's still blanks.
Yes. Nora's going down.
We're gone.
All right. So that field and a hull.
Good guy, Binari.
Good job.
Told you, Chris. Binari's going to win this for you. Dash can't hit him, and you're chipping away at Nora.
Yeah, Dash is not pleasing. He did a great job in the early game, and he has been...
Yeah, I know what I'm doing here. It's fine. It's fine. All fine. How are you? Oh, do I want to do that? No, I can't. God damn. I hate that I have to do this. Okay, fine. Are set?
I am set.
Target lock again.
Yep. Should have done the first maneuver I wanted to do. Focus. I am going to take some advice from a friend.
Just take a target lock, man. You've got...
The first one of the game, watch, they're going to be all natural hits. Just so
well, you had two hits on them last turn and nothing with them.
I know. Ooh.
It's only a three dice attack.
Three dice. Yeah.
You're right. Sorry. Damn it. I'm going to lose those. Oh. And reroll. Three hits.
Okay.
One haul.
11.
Well, in that case, I suppose I fire the missile now, don't I?
I guess you
just
do.
So that I say what I did.
Yep.
Eat it.
Not much else I can do, but I'll spend it and only take two, but you're putting one on the hull, correct?
How's that so if it hits, where all the dice are cancelled. Oh,
all the dice are cancelled, it's just a crit into the hull?
Yeah. Right. It's a crit into a hull. You take a depleted and a jam token.
After you suffer one damage and repair this card.
After you suffer, yeah. Oh, wait, there's a shit font.
Yeah, so don't worry about the jam token. You just lose your focus, and then you have a depleted. I'm just going to put the strain out to remind me. Well, it's not a strain, though.
Oh, all right, what are we doing here?
I'm set.
Reduce your hull by one hit.
Oh, thank you. I did.
No, you should be at four, I think.
I thought you said that canceled all dice rolls.
Yeah, you suffer a crit, though, which is still a damage.
Oh.
Since I did a shield and a hull last time, and then one hull this time. She's got four left. Doable. See? You just got to set your own goals. It's not about winning.
It's about small wins, Chris. It's not about goals. It's about small wins.
My Initiative 1 pilot managed to fire ordnance at Rebel Aces, so, you know.
True. Okay, I am ready.
But you know, Chris, he's probably the most tired pilot in the galaxy right now. with all those evades and everything.
That's not what I thought you were.
Screw it, we're gonna focus. I was gonna barrel roll left and back to try and mess with Dash a bit more, but I also want to keep shooting Nora. Oh, so she keeps the depleted token, so she'll be one less attack die on her shot.
Understood.
Oh, what a block! Legendary. Come on.
Nice job. Yeah, you were saying that, and I'm like, ah, it doesn't matter. He's already got me. All right. Range three.
Two dice. Then. Yeah. Two get in. You dancer.
And okay. Your return fire, good sir.
Yep. I'll spend my focus.
Two hits. Could be it. Two more. What is going on here?
I think we're okay. No, he didn't.
What?
So that one do again?
That's if he takes a crit, it's an extra damage, but I couldn't roll a crit, unfortunately.
Okay, I was going to say, I knew it was something. Oof.
It's all right. Benari's got this.
Bang.
It's in the bank. This will be the last round as well.
Okay, I still can't believe I can't take this last haul off of Z95. The Z95 is taking more fire shots than any other ship in your squad.
Just wait until it takes Nora out.
I know.
I don't think I get to shoot Nora this time. I have to be honest.
Oh, be positive.
Well, no, he's pretty positive.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh no.
Ouch.
Oh, well. So, for people listening to a podcast, I K-turned the Benari because I was thinking that Ed might go quick or turn. And he did a one straight, which didn't bump. In fact, landed just behind me.
Just behind. So since you...
Are you gonna land, though? Or are you going to take a focus like you actually should?
I am going to take a focus. Thank you very much.
Chris, basically, Ed just landed 0.5 range to Chris.
Yeah. So fine. Nora would like to thank you for all the shots she's been receiving.
Missed horribly.
No, with hit, crit, hit.
And he's dead.
Good job, Benari.
Sad times.
So basically what we've learned is that if I have a grossly unbalanced list, I can beat Chris.
It wasn't grossly unbalanced. Barely. It was a direct as well.
It's not unbalanced, but it's definitely a lot better.
In comparison.
It took you to almost time.
I mean, Genius is just such a good card, you know.
It is, if you have bombs or the ability to take them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Or what if I, what was the other one? A targeting computer on the ship that already has target lock?
Yeah, good. Well spent points. You know.
If it makes you feel any better, I will absolutely end up getting trashed next time for the same
reason. That was good.
Good shot early in the beginning. Given with what the cards that you were dealt with, you had a pretty good point. I do think that bump in the beginning may have... I don't know. Did that really change anything? I mean, it was an early game. Turn two bank.
So Bosk was a little bit further back than I wanted him to be, but not really. It didn't really matter. Because I wanted to come in on either side of that rock down here. So, you know, I wanted to come in on either side of that. So, I still got to do that. I got to unload all my missiles, but... Like, all my warheads are one damage ones. It's not like I had any, you know, my proton torpedoes were my big hitter. And I think I played Dalen badly. I probably should have had him try and be a bit slower to the fight rather than trying to mess around with cloaking device at the start. I think I got suckered into I have the cloaking device, so I should use it, which just put him out in front. And you had that one round where you just annihilated him.
Yeah, he went down and then Bosk went down right after.
In fact, no, the first round, if you did a damage to him, he gets to use his ability, which but you didn't. You rolled the like triple focus or whatever.
Yeah, me rolling dice badly was actually good for me.
Yeah, because I had you lined up for his ability the next turn, and then I missed on the bump. I thought I'd be able to bump you into his bullseye. So that one guy wouldn't be able to shoot him and I'd get a shield back, but I didn't. That was just out. So I think I was like just mispositioned by like millimeters like three or four times that game, and it cost me the game. Like K turning in front of Nora at the end there, you know? So.
Well, that was what I thought you were going to do. So if nothing else, but my mind, of course, I'm like, I have no maneuver on my dial that is good for me. So I'm just going to do a one straight and see what happens. So I wish I could say that was planned. It wasn't. I was anticipating bumping.
But so my option, it was more about not getting shot from one of them. And I was like, oh, it's the last turn. He's probably going to... Yeah, I probably should have just done the one straight myself. Because then I think Dash bumps into me.
I agree. And then it's just Nora on the banana.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think I was living through that round because I was going to get a modded shot on from somebody. I couldn't somebody do everything.
Somebody was throwing some lead in your direction.
Oh man, that was interesting, shall we say. It was still fun. I still enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have to say, like, these random squads, like, half the fun is like, holy crap, what am I going to get? And how do I make what I have work? Admittedly, I had a really easy job on this one.
Yeah, the answer is push my ships at the enemy. But you push Nora at people, you push Braylon at people, and you push Dash away from people. Yeah,
so I was trying to figure out which one was going to be the sacrificial lamb, because I knew with all those munitions I was going to lose one ship.
I probably should have saved the ion stuff for Dash, because he's large based or moves quicker. I might have been able to iron him off the table. But it being three dice and you having to do one damage more, like you have to do two hits through to get an ion on them. It's like, I'm never going to put the tokens on anything other than the B-Wing. So, yeah, sad times.
Yeah, so my plan was, if I'm going to lose one ship to all the munitions, let it be the B-Wing, because I have a pretty good... I'm a firm belief that my two pilot skill fives will be able to survive.
Barely.
Yeah. That was good.
Barely. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. Don't worry, Chris. Next week, I'll get the crappy squad, and you can beat the crap out of me for an hour.
Oh, it's fine. I'm quite happy with that. I don't even think it worked. The squad wasn't brilliant, but though I was pretty... I would have been pretty happy with that Rebel squad, I have to be honest.
Oh, God, yeah.
Last week, I was like going through, and it's like, oh, the top ship, an Ordnance Punisher, it was good. Then Jendon, I was like, oh, this is all... And then it was the 80-point bomber. And I was like, oh, no. This week, it was like, oh, Z95. Oh, I can live with that. Oh, a really tooled up Z95. Well, that's not as good, but it's only one ship. Oh, a Kimagilla with garbage on it. Okay, well, at least it's got protons. Oh, L3, yeah. that's fine. Oh, she's got Duke. and then my ace being Bossk. The Black Sun Soldier is one more point than Bossk because of the amount of garbage that's on it.
Oh, that's what happens when you play randos.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was good.
That was good. All right. Do you have some cleanup you want to do for the end, or are you going to post record that in post?
Oh, I can just do it now. We can close out. But yeah, thanks everyone for watching or listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did. If you want to watch the VODs, obviously it's on the Dicet YouTube channel. Make sure you leave us a comment about how horrible you think I played that Volva Bumps and how my list was actually better and that it was just my garbage gameplay that let me down. You know, if you like the videos, give us a like. If you dislike it, you know, just go to hell. I mean, just click the dislike button. It's fine. But yeah, hammer away.
We'll attribute it to Ed.
Make sure you subscribe to the Dice Hate channel because I dropped below 1,600 subscribers, which made me a sad panda. You know, sad times. Aww. But well, YouTube keep on subscribing people who like don't watch your channel for a long time and stuff, I assume. But it's fine. I'm working to reset up stuff, and I finally got a mount for my SLR camera, so I can actually kind of use that to be a webcam and do some different things. So I've been doing a lot of work on content, but unfortunately, like, I did nearly 8 hours worth of D&D content, which went on the Crates D&D YouTube channel. Because it was two sessions in one weekend. So I was relatively glad that we didn't play because it meant that I didn't have to do another 3 or 4 hours worth of editing D&D.
So we saved you.
I got an evening off. It was fine. If you want to send us any feedback, you can shoot an email over to lackoffocuspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can message us. I've been doing some cooking and posting pictures on my Instagram, so if you want to watch me make some what did I do today, some curried chicken breasts with some Bombay potatoes and naan bread, that's what... Ooh. I posted some pictures up today. I'm working on some new recipes again, so once I've got it, I'll write them all down, maybe do a little cooking video. Fun times. That's it from me, really. Not too much going on. Whoever's next in the line can do the closing.
Well, I was going to go and say thank you to all of my co-hosts for joining. We do have a full squad here towards the end. So, Sean, I know you jumped in the end, but it was good talking to you.
Yeah, it was good to make it. Wednesday nights are my game night group, so some scheduling conflict. So we did a bunch of conclave, and then I jumped in with you. I actually watched most of the game. Kind of the nice thing about having many, many monitors, so I could watch most. But yeah, no, I got to see the fun hot mess and got to talk about it a little bit. So, but you know, next week will be our next 2 weeks will be the, you know, a new list for Ed, and we'll see what he does.
Yeah, well, we might do see if we can squeeze in an extra recording as well. We'll see. Another game in.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
But yeah.
Yeah. At some point in time, I do want to make it, I'll keep throwing it out there. Like, whenever everyone's up and ready and capable, Chris and I don't always have to be the ones playing. So if anyone else wants to jump into the randos, let us know.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet working.
What's that?
If I can get this internet to work, I will.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah. The other thing, we'll be able to do an in focus potentially after tomorrow, because the last episode of the Clone Wars should happen.
Oh, I should probably play catch up. I've been kind of avoiding it, but I'll go ahead and watch it.
Yeah, I've been watching those.
Yeah,
I've watched. I think I'm on episode 12 right now. So
yeah, I was waiting for the last one to drop, and then I'm done. Thanks again to all the patrons as well. I do really appreciate it. Remember to make sure you check if you're going to be included in this sales tax thing, and make sure you adjust your pledges accordingly. I'd hate to to shock someone or people pay more than they expect, because it's not about the amount, it's the fact that anyone does it at all. So thank you.
Right. Well, Chad, it was fantastic having you join in. I hope you get your internet situation squared away.
Yeah, I don't enjoy recording or doing this on my phone. It's not the best.
No, I know. I'm looking forward to getting your name into the mix, into the rando squads. I have
you
this
want me
like
to kick your butt again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I can't wait for Chad to have to play like a resistance squad randomly generated.
Well, look,
it's the resistance.
Oh, he's gonna go for Republic. He's gonna get the N1s. He's gonna get Anakin.
I was really hoping that I'd have got a Republic squad today. Actually, I was pretty hopeful. But then I was like, oh, I'm going to just give me a Fang Fighter. Fang Fighters are fun. Any Fang Fighter? No. No.
No.
3 Z95s.
That's okay, because whenever you said I rolled Rebels, I was like, okay, I get an X-Wing. Cool. No X-Wing. I did get a B-Wing. That's cool.
I was pretty jealous of your squad. that was fun.
You were wrong with that. I totally get that.
If Chris gives me a random list and it contains little Anakin, I'm going to call shenanigans.
But luckily, you get to watch it all happen. I people got to see me randomly generate the number and then randomly generate the squad with no cuts. So no shenanigans at all.
Pre-recorded.
Before I forget, I had stuff to give away that I completely forgot about. So we'll have to do it I meant to do it on episode 50 and then forgot. So I'll have to rejiggle it, but I was going to try and do a giveaway of some more random stuff that I have lying around and things, because we've not done one in a while. So So I suppose, there you go, there's a reason to become a Patreon. We're going to be doing a giveaway on the next show, and don't let me forget.
I won't let you forget. I'll try to remember. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. I was saying I've been trying to throw up more posts on the Patreon as well. So that's where I've been giving people early access to all of the D&D content. I'm working on how else I can use it to do interesting things. So if anyone has any ideas for stuff they'd like to see, let me know. Oh, and join the Discord. You should. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's quiet, but it's fun.
All right. So that's going to do it for episode 51, guys. I do appreciate you guys joining us. This was a ton of fun. Again, we're going to continue some rando squads since it'll get us some game time in. And since there's a whole bunch going on to talk about next wing related news, it'll give us at least some stuff to fill some time, if nothing else. Well, and we're having a ton of fun doing it. So in any case, I do hope you enjoyed this one. And until next time, guys. And I'm doing my YouTube one. I'm so sorry. Oh God, I hate when I do that. Yeah, I started doing my YouTube as always.
Manor casual.
That's about it too. Thank you once again for joining the Lack of Focus X-Wing podcast. Check out Dice Hate Productions for all of the latest episodes, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you again next episode.